O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Luke 14, verses 25 through 33. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to I'll Follow You by Jonathan Traylor. Energetic and rapid rhythms open the song and continue throughout as a high tenor voice sings with joyful enthusiasm. Occasional background singers add harmony and richness throughout.
I cannot see what tomorrow will bring, but I know you are with me. I do not know what the future will hold, but you'll never forsake me.
Luke 14, verses 25 through 33. Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to encounter another king in war will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple.
Some months back, my next-door neighbor dug up his yard to build an entryway from the street to the front door. I was impressed with the vision, but I wondered, will the output match his ambition? Well, after weeks and weeks of jackhammering, hauling away, pouring cement, laying bricks, bolting in light fixtures, he and his uncle finally finished. He counted the cost and went the distance. Our Lord uses that kind of assessment of a project and building imagery to call us to consider what we're getting into when we set out to follow him. There's a steep cost to discipleship. Now, Jesus paid it all, and yet that means all to him I owe. We sometimes want to make Christianity appealing by lowering the bar. And certainly Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." That means he lifts our load, liberating us from trying to be right with God through the law or by being a good person. But following Jesus as a person who has been justified by his work isn't easy. Note that he thinned out the crowds as folks gathered around him, wanting him to be a miracle worker, a healer, a political leader. But he says, no, he is the Lord of everything, and he is the Lord of all that we have and are. To be his disciple entails hating your mother, father, and even your own life, Jesus says. Now here our Lord is exaggerating to make a point. He doesn't mean that we should despise our parents, violating the fourth commandment that tells us to honor them. But he is saying that in comparison, even to our primary relationships, he has all primacy. Nothing and no one can claim greater allegiance over us than Jesus does. He doesn't want your curiosity. He wants your commitment, your total devotion. And so we relinquish everything for him because he relinquished everything for us. Jesus calls us to carry our cross. Now, what does that mean? Well, instead of pursuing self-fulfillment and self-expression as the culture would have us do, we deny ourselves for the sake of Christ and others. This may mean that we need to carve out more time to care for others, to show kindness and generosity and hospitality, to sacrifice our time, our money, and our private space and comfort for our neighbor's benefit. Dietrich Bonhoeffer summed up this passage so well when he said, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him to come and die." And so I encourage you to take these moments to ask Christ to help you live out this calling on your life.
Close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O Lord God, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.